Los Silver are one of the most important groups to come out of Ciudad Juárez, and they are playing a special Mother's Day concert at Café Mayapan on Thursday, May 10th. We're all invited to reserve our seats to celebrate Mom with the legendary group. Here to tell us all about it are Carolina Franco, Samelie Destlan, and Valerie Rivas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Hello. Good to see you.
So Los Silver, tell us the history before we get into how you got them to play.
Well, Los Silver is that iconic border sound that you hear in Ciudad Juárez that came out in the 60s along with Juan Gabriel and Los Fronteras. So it's that music, that romantic love songs that you heard in your grandma's kitchen and your aunt's house. And they're very big right now. Well, they're very popular in the older generations, but they're still very, very much in demand right now.
Did they ever stop playing, or do you think they, stopped and came back?
Well, I know that they went to Mexico City for some time, but came back to Juárez, and they got the record deal over here in Juárez, and they just kept playing. And I mean, I think they play. I mean, they're pretty...
They're active. Yeah.
And they came from that school, the Juan Gabriel school, right? I mean, the same scene, the same everything.
Same scene. They were both all playing right there on the strip in Juárez where the Noa Noa is. And I mean, it's that same song, like the guitar, and you hear it and you recognize that song, no?
Yeah, it's that oldies, but in Spanish.
Yes.
Barbecue. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's like your Sunday stroll kind of music.
Yes, that's exactly it. El Paso oldies, no?
Yeah, exactly.
But they're all in suits.
All right. In suits, yeah. Very
Hence
formal.
Silver.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's great to see how, I mean, there's the older generation coming up to Café Mayapan, very excited to get their tickets
for
the show, for the dinner and show that we're going to be hosting.
So how did that come about, the whole idea?
Well, you know, us at La Mujer Obrera, you know, we're so rooted in the history there and the, you know, the maquila workers, the displaced maquila workers, and really the women that are on our board, you know, they love Los Silver. And so when we thought about, well, how can we celebrate our mothers? What, you know, and we're doing it traditionally on, you know, Día de las Madres on the 10th, which is a Thursday.
Because my mom gets two Mother's Days, too. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of border moms get two Mother's Days.
Yep. Yeah, one of the benefits of being Mexican, right? And so they're definitely in demand, you know, I think across the board, you know. Yeah. They've been around about 50 years. And so definitely the women on the board were excited. And so we connected with them. Ana, who runs the Café Mayapan, she connected with them. And they definitely want to support us. And so they're doing this as our fundraiser. We're raising money for La Mujer Obrera. You know, we're still active, doing great things in our community. And so this is a fundraiser to, you know, celebrate our mothers and celebrate La Mujer Obrera.
So we have excellent music, but we also have delicious food.
Always.
Yeah. Will you tell us about that?
The food at Café Mayapan is always, like, rooted in, like, traditional Mexican food, no? And ancestral food. And so we're going to do chile poblano sauce with chicken and roasted vegetables.
Oh, my gosh.
A very, like, summery, great kind of food that we do. We always have vegetarian options as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've gotten pretty well-known because of our food.
Yes,
we've had
delicious.
Some very great cooking classes that we did last summer that we probably will be doing this summer as well.
Oh, that's right. We talked about those, the traditional cooking classes.
Yeah, everything's from scratch, you know. Everything that we use there isn't, you know, it's made from scratch, you know. And we use as much local as we can. We have a community garden that, you know, we integrate with Café Mayapan as well. And so nothing's canned.
Right.
You know, nothing's preserved. Everything is fresh and natural and good homemade cooking, right?
And since we have you here, you have another event going on today.
Yes, today at Café Mayapan, Cinco de Mayo. So, you know, we're having a immigrant rights legal clinic at Café Mayapan. We celebrate our history, remember our history. A lot of us seem to forget. And so we'll have an altar, you know, to remember the Battle of Puebla de Mexico and Benito Juarez. But, you know, we have collaborated with the Queer Bar Association, and they're going to come in with about 9 lawyers. So they have a legal team coming in, and they're offering free help with your paperwork. So they're going to do with your citizenship paperwork, and, you know, we're going to do Know Your Rights workshops on SB4 and DACA. And so we have a UTEP group, Soñando Juntos, will be there, helping with workshops. So we've collaborated with across the board, Las Americas, Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid, a number of organizations in order to pull this event off and really create a safe space for those that need help with their immigration documents to come and get free advice. They're welcome to leave a donation, but we're there with the legal team ready for them. But also to celebrate with their families. In the front, we'll have performance after performance.
There's always fun.
We weave in the fun, most definitely. And yes, we have a lovely folklorico group. They're young. I think they're elementary, middle school
age.
Oh,
how cute.
Yeah. We also have a mariachi group, Mariachi Paso del Norte, and they're really popular in town. And so they're gonna give us a nice show and, you know, for Cinco de Mayo. And also Linda Gallegos, she's a flamenco dancer, and she'll be there dancing it up. And so there'll be lots of fun, lots of food, and it's all about justice, right?
How late are you there today?
We'll be here until 2. We will stop taking applications around 1, so get here quick. We have some time. You'll have a good time, and you could connect with people doing some good work in the community.
You all have different revenue streams, different ways to continue to do the work that you do, and one of them is catering. Will you tell us about that? Because there's some good stuff. I've experienced it, I think, at some events that you've had, Carolina, and oh my gosh, it's so good.
You can either reserve a space at Café Mayapan to have a party, a graduation, a quinceañera, birthday parties, or you can get it to go. We have catering that you can pick up, and we have vegetarian, vegan options. We can cater it to what you need. We have different party platters.
We also come to you fancy style if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the whole kit and caboodle, if you want to take it, if whatever you need.
Yes, I have. I'm not doing my nephew's graduation party there, actually. So
oh,
we have
fun.
That day booked. But
that one's taken.
No, but we definitely can come to you. And so if you want to have, you know, a party, free graduation party at your house, we'll come and bring you our delicious food, homemade, again, from scratch. Yeah, we can make it fancy as you want it or as low-key as you need, you know.
I think a lot of people hear of La Mujer Obrera, but let's just give the history of the organization again, because if we have somebody who's new, who's listening, tell us all about La Mujer Obrera
started in 1981, and this was, you know, the women who were working in the maquilas on this side and seeing a lot of discrimination. And so, you know, they tried to form a union, but they saw that the unions were real male-dominated at the time. So Mujer Obrera did something real unique, mm-hmm. and they're really recognized for it across the nation. You know, they created their own women workers organization as Mexican women, women of Mexican descent, Spanish-speaking, and it has its own culture and its own flavor, you know, when we talk about workers' rights and the movement and the workers' rights movement. The women really created a space and a niche as far as how they organize and what they think is important. And so fighting for their rights and, you know, just for the right to go on a restroom break or not be sexually harassed at work, mm-hmm. you know, all these things that are so important. They also thought it was important to organize a community that life is not just about work. And so what vision do we have for the future? And so they quickly invested in creating a daycare because, you know, all of us women know
sure,
someone who has
one
a
of
kid.
The necessities. If you're going to get to work, kids got to
exactly.
go somewhere.
Exactly. And so they started with Rayito del Sol Daycare, which is phenomenal. It's still running today. And then they opened Café Mayapan because they really felt that there were health disparities in their community. And so they wanted to address that by creating an alternative. And so you could go there and have nopalitos. I know that that's mm-hmm. good for your heart and your cholesterol. And so all of their menu items are meant to empower you in many ways, including your health. Mm-hmm. The organization is rooted in that history and that we fight for justice, but we also create community. We have our community farm that a lot of volunteers come to on Sundays. Valeria just came from there. She brought home a lot of fresh herbs. Her house smells like a farm.
Nice.
And she loves it, you know. And you know, it was real special to hear her first time there, you know. You know, she heard the birds chirping and, you know, and cooked on our adobe grill. And bringing things back to nature, back to earth, I think is important for us in this world. You know, it moves too fast sometimes. Yeah. We need to stop and literally.
Especially when you see how all of the parts of the organization connect and they all help each other, no? So like
right.
the kids at Rayito go to the community garden and they plant their own things. And
how fun.
And then Café Mayapan does the compost for Tierras Vida as well. So you just see how everything works together.
It's like a neat ecosystem,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's great. Yes. It really is.
And then every now and again, we get to come in and catch a show with Los Silver or mm-hmm. get some yeah. food or the clinics that you all have going
it's
on
so
today.
It's so important to have the community involved. We can't do this without the community. And so in order, you know, we celebrate our history. We celebrate our mujeres in our lives. You know, we know that we all come from a matriarchy. You know, we honor our mujeres in that way. And so, yeah, women do see the world a lot differently. I think that they really care for the community as a whole.
And on that note, let's tie it back to Mother's Day. Día de las Madres, we have a concert with Los Silver, and that's going to be on Thursday, May 10th. You can reserve your tickets on Eventbrite, you said?
Uh-huh.
Or by calling Cafe Mayapan as well?
Yes, or you could just come in and purchase your tickets.
Oh, yeah, go have lunch and buy your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're interested, you have the immigration clinic going on today until 2 o'clock, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do.
All
we'll
right.
Be here.
Well, today my guests have been Semeli Deslan, Carolina Franco, and Valerie Rivas from La Mujer Obrera. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you.
To State of the Arts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.